103.2 Dublin City FM. Friday, 3 p.m. Gardeners all over the world listening to The Sod Show with Peter Donegan. Dublin City FM. It's The Sod Show for another Friday afternoon, and it is Bloom weekend. Yes, Sod Show will be involved. We'll be at Bloom Fringe, bloomfringe.com for all the details. We'll be in Dublin Castle for the great talk that'll be given by Ron Finley. Tickets are €20 on Eventbrite, and it's well worth checking out. That's this evening at 6 o'clock, so you better make tracks fast on that one. We'll be in Paris Court Townhouse Centre tomorrow morning from about 10:15. You can check out 4 or 5 or 6 live Sod Shows recorded there tomorrow. Coming up on today's programme, Peter will be talking with landscape designer from Australia. He's installed 300,000 crocheted poppies at the Royal Horticultural Society Chelsea Flower Show. That's coming up in a moment. But first, some music to get you in the mood. It's Waltzing Matilda.
It's a Friday afternoon. You are listening to The Sod Show. Some time ago, we had the privilege, and that's where this interview is being recorded from now at this moment in time. I'm hesitant to say it's a recorded, you know, get what I'm saying? But where I am at this moment in time is in Chelsea Flower Show. My voice is a little bit quiet for some reason, so let me not talk anymore, and I'll introduce the gentleman beside me.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. It's Philip Johnson here. And I'm the designer of this beautiful poppy tribute to the respect and remembrance of the fallen soldiers and the families over the last 100 years.
Whereabouts are we? What's the building behind me as we sit on these steps, partway through these poppies?
This is the Royal Hospital of Chelsea. We're actually in the grounds, and my design comes all the way down into the show, the Chelsea Flower Show site. They've just recently removed a lot of the vegetation and restored it back to traditional Georgian landscape. And this is the first time also they've allowed the show to connect into the grounds of the hospital in such a way.
We're quiet for, I guess, one or two reasons. Do you want to explain that to those listening at home?
So this, we are surrounded by in excess of 325,000 handmade, crocheted poppies. We've had in excess of 50,000 volunteers part of this project from around the globe, not just where it started in Australia, all around the world. In excess of 2,000 created in the United Kingdom. There's a brilliant community group called Knitting for Victory in the United Kingdom that have also assisted in making these beautiful poppies on stems that you'll see behind us. But let me tell you a little bit about this project.
Please, yes.
So this project, the creators of this project, Lynn Berry and Margaret Knight, had a dream of creating 120 poppies for their fathers that served in the Second World War for Remembrance Day in Australia. And they achieved that. And then they said, how about for the centenary of Anzac, or of the First World War, let's see if we can make 5,000. That's where the name of 5,000 poppies actually originated at that time. And by the 25th of April last year, in 2015, we had generated and created 250,000 poppies, which we did this wonderful installation in the heart of Melbourne at Federation Square that I designed as well. And now to see such a wonderful grassroots community project come to this point is inspirational.
To your credit, and for those who can't see this, if you're driving, if you're walking, and you're listening to this in audio, there's two things. Number one, it is like the building that surrounds me. There's only one way to describe it. At Sideshow on Twitter, I'll put a photograph back out here, or just Google it, 5,000 poppies, it'll be up there. The building around it is absolutely beautiful. There's a flag flying, there's a clock tower behind it. It's got the weather vane, as I'll call it, just for the minute at the moment, and you come down these set of very, very grand steps. It's almost Buckingham Palace-esque, but not even that's a fair description on it to either. And when you've seen this bear beforehand, which you would have done, and then you turn around and say, we're going to roll out the red carpet, we're going to put too many poppies than you could ever imagine, red on it, and it just jumps out off, number one, the green grass as they are on the stems, and number two, off the backdrop of this very, very, very grand building. Let me just take this slightly back a little sense. Who made the phone call to who, and how did that phone call go?
So I made a phone call to the president of the RHS, Sue Biggs, and because a few years ago I designed the Australian Garden and that won gold and best in show at the centenary year.
Remember well.
And it was a unanimous decision from the judges, and
I
said there I will never design another show garden at Chelsea because it takes so much out of you.
And how do you top that?
And I wanted to put my energy, my passion, my enthusiasm to this wonderful grassroots community project. It's linked to my, around my neck, I've got, for the listeners, a picture of my great-grandfather, Lieutenant Frederick Johnson, who passed away in the last 5 days on the Western Front.
Sorry to hear that.
And if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here. And this, there are stories like that, thousands and thousands of stories, part of this project, and that's what's so beautiful. And what is wonderful, like you can see around here, we have got a sea of volunteers. There's 50,000 people have helped make this project happen. We've got 30 volunteers here on the grounds working 14-hour days. Got off the plane and just went straight to work.
Let's go back to that. And apologies to those at home. I am now feel, based on what I've just heard, I am now, and I'm looking at this photograph, and there's a medal there, and there's, am I correct in saying there's a letter at the back of that?
Yeah.
And postcard, my apologies. And you start to understand why people go a little bit quiet and why there's a little bit of maybe emotion in voices, and you start to understand, and it is extremely, it's an extremely privileged position to be sitting where we are. To the garden side of it, and I don't mean to, I'm hesitant to suggest that I'm trying to make somebody smile, that's sometimes the case in the Sideshow because it's horticulture and gardening and it can get a little bit of a bad rap. But at the same token, these are the random questions. Where do you store that amount of poppies? And what does the storage man say to you when you say, how are you doing? Can we put a couple of boxes and 1,500 trucks pull up and kind of go here? And he goes, no, they never told me this bit. Did that kind of stuff happen?
Lynn Berry's house, which is just in a suburban street in Melbourne. Probably.
Sorry, one person's house.
One person's house, Lynn Berry and her a wonderful, supportive husband, Alan, who's at home, unfortunately.
That's a very supportive
husband. And her house, like every room, had boxes and blankets rolled up. The garage, you could not get into the garage for years. This is a 3-year-in-the-making project.
Okay.
And it is uniquely different to the beautiful installation you had at the Tower of London.
Yeah.
These are handcrafted, knitted. Each thread's been woven. Each has a little story. You might take some pictures for the viewers of some dedications. There's this wonderful dedication just down here that I'd love for you to read and maybe take a photo.
I will.
And that's
absolutely
linked to the British serviceman that fought someone that passed away, and one of his relatives has written this beautiful message.
Does
isn't it amazing how horticulture, where horticulture can take you?
Hey, listen, it's taken me many, many, many places. This is probably one of the ones where I think it's actually more poignant than ever it has been before, and it's the one that makes me sit back and say, isn't it amazing what one individual, as a start, as a catalyst, meeting another individual to... meaning another individual to, and on our behalf, to be able to, how do I say it, replay the audio on your behalf, your voice, to explain this to people who maybe aren't privileged and can only, in the sense that they may only see the picture, yeah. but they might yeah. identify with it. It's a real privilege on that behalf. Is it an emotional journey for you? Is that without sounding it being a silly question?
Unbelievable. About a year ago, I designed an installation, not a show garden, at Melbourne's International Flower and Garden Show. And that's where I was researching all my great-grandfather's letters. And he sent home to Myrtle back in Australia. And there was this one that just broke me to tears. And he said last night, he was in the Australian Tunnelling Corp, the lieutenant, and he said, last night I had this most beautiful dream. I was holding your hand, walking along the little creek, seeing these little water holes. It was the most beautiful dream, and I woke up and I'm here in the trenches in the tunnel, and he never returned. And I created this tribute last year where we created this lovely rocky water hole. Only certain vegetation, which is a Brachychaeton ripestris, a bottle tree like I used here at Chelsea, and grass trees, and that was it. And it was just reflective water, and it was this sea of 5,000 poppies, and that's where, and then it started this project to create that momentum. And what's really important about this project is for people to do their research. I've had so many conversations with people where they've said, oh, I never knew anything about my family. And I've received emails and letters saying, I've just researched all this interesting information from the literature, and it's wonderful. And I urge people to do that research, to find out about your personal connections.
You've obviously had to have conversations with the people who are part of the Royal Hospital, and let's not forget, if you wouldn't mind, if it's possible, could you explain to those listening who maybe aren't aware what the Royal Hospital is in Chelsea?
The Royal Hospital has, I believe, just don't correct me if I'm wrong, it's close to 500 pensioners, men and women that are living here in the quarters and they're looked after. And the views from their window, I feel quite honoured and blessed to create such a beautiful backdrop to their garden. And I've had people down here in tears. I've had people take me back to view it from their bedroom. It's amazing. That's what's so important about this connection here, and to remind people that we are in the grounds of the Royal Hospital of Chelsea, and this is a really powerful and personal connection.
It's huge, and look, to bring this to a basic level, if I may, without taking away, but to build something in somebody's back garden, full stop. In a domestic setting, and let's call it a normal, if you may allow me to use that word, a normal garden, be it with a water feature, as anybody would do at home, that for me is a privilege. When you have people who live in the Royal Hospital barracks at Chelsea, for it's a plural. It's a plural of grown men and grown ladies, adults who have served. And they get to see what you have done. That is, it's the stuff of legends. It really is.
Thank you, and that's where I feel so humbled and honoured to be part of this project as a designer, to not have an Australian plant in it, but bringing the globe together. We've got poppies from China. There's Turkey. These ones here are from Turkey. It's uniting a whole range of nationalities together too, and hopefully it will inspire people to come together. learn about what's happened in the past.
It can only, but Brian Green unusually is sitting near enough to me.
Just one question for me, if I could just sum it up in one question. A year ago, in May, this very day, I was in Flanders and I was in Ypres, and around me in the fields were poppies, but poppy is the symbol for war memorial in the area, and it is all over the place, from France into Belgium. It is everywhere, and there's a lot of walls of unknown names, and the poppy symbolises that. I think last week was the 101st anniversary of Gallipoli, and what I would just kind of sum up all of that in asking would be, what does the poppy symbolise? And I sense that symbolism is growing 100 years on with all the centenaries we're having.
Yeah, absolutely. It's beautifully spoken and described. And we've got 10 days to confirm that we can take a component, and you're first to really hear this, a component of all the poppies on stems to Fromelles. In the Western Front, because it marks I believe it's the 23rd of July, is the centenary of that battle and Pozières, and it'd be brilliant to take that, and that allows everyone to have access and to be able to see this beautiful installation in a very moving and significant location.
It's and to its credit, if you asked me to pick a setting to paint a picture, which from your living room, I guess from what's in your head, I don't think you could have made it any more beautiful, moving, special than it is today. I don't think I could picture anything. There's nothing I could add to it at all. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us in the middle of Chelsea that it is, but also in the middle of the Royal Hospital.
Remember, this is a very important, special and important message to get out. And and I hope people are inspired to maybe do a little bit more research.
Fingers crossed. If people want to find out more, is there a website?
There's 5,000 poppies. And my name's Philip Johnson, so you can Google Philip Johnson Landscapes.
Okay. Philip Johnson, thank you so much. Been a real privilege and a real pleasure.
It's an absolute honour to be here.
Thank you, man. Pleasure.
The Last Post, and what an amazing story. And check out the pictures on the sodshow.com website. It just looks absolutely amazing. A sea of red poppies, all crocheted. That's about it for this week's programme. If you want to check us out live, we're in Dublin Castle tonight at 6 p.m. and in Paris Court Ten House from 10:15 tomorrow morning. Do say hello, do drop in. Have a wonderful bank holiday weekend, and we'll catch you next Friday at 3 p.m. from myself and Peter. Goodbye.